This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, the start of a new year, well, it's a special time, isn't it? A time for looking forward to all the great events we're lucky enough to have around Hertfordshire. And there is so much, particularly if you're interested in the environment, wildlife or sustainability. But it's not just that. It's also a time to think about how you want to spend your time. What you'd like to be involved in? What in a year's time do you want to have the satisfaction of knowing that you've enabled, made better or done? And all local environmental, wildlife or sustainability groups would love to have your involvement. I really would recommend going along to say hi. Just give it a few months to see how you get on. I love the local groups I'm involved in. Not only do I get to chat and interact online with people who share my enthusiasm for all things environmental, but it's a great way of learning from each other, sharing ideas and augmenting our actions. And coming together with a group enables you to do big things too. Take the group that organises the St Albans Sustainability Festival. Working under the umbrella of Sustainable St Albans, they do an amazing job enabling so many events during the week of the festival and reaching so many people with all the knock-on impact which that brings. Now, this year, they're planning something a bit different. Rather than a week or two of events around the district, as they have done in previous years, they're planning a two-day expo in one location. Now, of course, I thought that you'd like to hear more, so I caught up with Lee Woods of the Sustainability Festival Committee on Zoom. So do excuse some slight glitches in sound quality. I did want to hear about what the committee had planned for 2024, but I started by asking Lee whether, when they looked back and added everything up, SustFest 23 had been a success.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're always looking at sort of ways to sort of grow and develop the festival, but it's really just as important for us to look back and just appreciate the scale of what we're achieving year upon year, really.
Indeed. Well, certainly the events I went to were really enjoyable. I particularly enjoyed the big community event in the Abbey. That seemed like it was a really lovely event this year. Now, going forward, you're thinking of something different in 24. Why is that?
As I sort of said previously, it is important for us to develop the festival. And we listen to feedback and we listen to comments made by the public and the participants. You know, it wasn't becoming stale, but we do like to sort of keep ourselves on our toes, if you like. And I think bringing the issue of sustainability front and center into the local conversation means us sort of going down a different route for 2024.
Oh, I see. Okay. And does any of what's going on in the outside world, you know, the knowledge that actually those climate change limits are ever closer or perhaps even past,
and that we're falling short of the climate action required at a national and international level?
Does this put the pressure on you to really feel that we need to be addressing this at a local level?
100%. The issues that we face today affect everyone. So we're hoping to create an event which is an inclusive experience, but also now we're looking at sort of businesses to sort of bring those into the fold, because they really do have the platform to raise the level of debate that we're trying to showcase locally.
Okay. So you're calling the event for 24 Expo. Can you tell us what that will involve, what it's going to look like?
It's really a celebration. It is a two-day celebration between the 7th and the 9th of June. And the idea is to have the one thing about the SustFest is that it's normally over a week or maybe sort of 10 days, and it's quite a condensed period of time. And there's so many amazing events happening. Not everyone gets to enjoy them all. You know, there are some crossovers. and people just do miss out on some events which they would normally go to. I think with the Expo, it's all under one roof. And if we can just have that central hub of information, people can sort of drop in and drop out and just really engage themselves with the local issues. And hopefully they can have a conversation they wouldn't normally have.
Okay. So very much about bringing people together in one place. And you've mentioned businesses there. Is it going to be stalls and talking to people on that kind of level? Are you anticipating there being walks, perhaps TED-style things? Can you give us a little bit more about the kind of things that will be there?
Of course. So we don't want to sort of leave anyone out. I really want to make this a really sort of diverse event. We've got planned everything from workshops to speakers, as you say, panel discussions, music, food, everything that you possibly want from an expo here in St Albans, we're hopefully going to be able to provide.
Okay. And will you be aiming this just at the adult population, or are you thinking there might be anything for kids here? Because certainly previous SusFest that we've had have been good at engaging children as well.
Absolutely. We need to engage with everybody. And I think, as you say, some of our most successful events in the past have or the younger element, and we've got no plans to sort of deviate from that now. I think they are just as important because, obviously, you know, it is a cliche, but they are future. Those are the eyes and ears and the ideas that we're going to need if we're going to take this forward. It will be for absolutely everybody. And I think it's really important to sort of stress that don't go there thinking it's going to be about solely businesses or solely the youth. It's going to be inclusive for everyone in the district.
Okay, that sounds great. And now, Lee, do you have a venue lined up for the Expo?
We do. Yes, we are in discussions with the Auburn Arena in the centre of town. They've been extremely supportive. We've been in discussion with the council. We have their support, of course. And obviously, we are working under the umbrella of Sustainable St Albans. So we are collectively, we've got a venue of the Auburn Arena. We've got some dates, as I said previously. It's just about now picking things on and sort of making sure we deliver the best event we can possible and get that over the line.
Now, you talk about all of this happening. Of course, somebody has to do all of this. Can you just, for people who don't know, can you just explain to us exactly who it is who is doing all of this organisation?
So we have a very talented and dedicated SusFest core team. Myself, there are some trustees from Sustainable St Albans, Jill Watson, and Vanessa is there as well. And obviously Sonia Jefferson from Jefferson Crafts. I think it's really important to get local people involved, local businesses, because they really know what it takes to put on an expo of this size. We are talented and dedicated, but we are extremely small. And for something this size and this importance, it means we'll need as much help as possible, really, going forward.
And you are all volunteers. None of you are being paid for this. You're all just giving your own time for this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what it should be about, in my opinion. But obviously, with this size of thing, there will be so much more demand on people's time. And I think that is important, and that is reflective of the effort that they put in.
Okay. Lee, do you need any people to get involved and give their time at this stage?
We're always looking for help, regardless of how small or how much time you can give. I think something of this size, again, the more ideas that we can collaborate at this stage, the better it's going to be in the long run.
Okay, so that's the first thing that you want us to do. Think whether perhaps in 24 this is something that we could be part of. And it sounds like quite a rewarding thing. This is going to be amazing if it all works out, isn't it? If it happens, it will be a fabulous thing to feel you've been part of that. But then the other thing that you're needing help with at this stage is funding, and particularly funding from those businesses that you've been talking about. How are you thinking this funding will work?
I think it's important that we make ourselves as transparent as possible. We do need the businesses involved, not just for their finance, but obviously for their experience as well, as much as anything else. They have their own targets that they have to meet in terms of sustainability. And I think that sometimes we've seen evidence that they can struggle to meet those. So I think if we can collaborate and get everyone under the same roof, hopefully they're going to get out of it what we're going to get out of it. And the greater district is going to sort of feel the benefit going forward as well. There are packages that we've put in place. There's sort of platinum, gold, silver, and sort of various sort of degrees of involvement. And with that comes greater responsibility. But also, we can look at doing tailor-made packages for those who want to go to town, if you like, and sort of get their name out there.
Okay, so it sounds like really any kind of level of donation you would be very happy with, and you're happy to negotiate as to what you're willing to give in return. And as you say, actually, there should be a lot in it for companies. You get good coverage. Lots of people go to SusFest events, and I'm sure we'll go to Expo. And it's got a great name, really. It is very well associated with sustainability around the district, isn't it? So if somebody is interested, actually, if they think, oh, yes, you know, actually, my company could be part in that. How do they get in touch, or what do they do?
Very simply, go to sustainablestauburns.org, and then you can follow the links there to the SusFest page, and there'll be contact information for you to get in touch with us. As simple as that.
And can you just tell us, as you say, that the whole team that's organising this, you're all volunteers. Can you tell us the kind of things that the money will be spent on? You've spoken about hiring the arena. I assume that will be a big chunk. But what other kind of things?
Yeah, of course. You know, there is that. Obviously, we'll have to do some extensive promotion. If you look at the audio and visual elements of putting on an event of this size. Also, there will be the cost of speakers. We're hoping to get some names to sort of come along. That will be included in the price as well. And obviously, there will be some roles, because it's going to be quite sort of full on between the new year and the start of the event. There will be some roles who are quite rightly paid for, because the level of work that's going to be entailed in that process is going to be absolutely astonishing. So I think it is quite right that the people who are involved at that level are rewarded financially as well.
Okay. So you've said that you could do with a bit of help actually on the committee. How about if we think, oh, well, actually we could make a financial donation, or is there anything else that we can do to help you at this stage?
I think ideas as well, as much as anything else. I wouldn't say the concept is in its infancy, but we are at the stage now where we're just sort of fine-tuning a proposal to take to the arena and to the trustees of Sustainable St Albans. Obviously, we need to make sure that the council are on board as well with our ideas. And then anyone that wants to get involved in any way, shape or form, just log on to our website, sustainablestaubans.org, get in touch with us, and then we can take the conversation from there.
And that could be things like giving a talk or a demonstration about a particular thing. Would that kind of thing be good too?
Exactly that. We need anything at this stage, from speakers to panelists, to sponsors, to local businesses who wish to have a stall. This is the thing, Amanda. It's not just going to be about people talking on stage. We want the interaction. We want that level of debate, really, to engage everyone. And that includes the local charities, the local businesses. We want everyone to come under one roof and really kick on the sustainability values that this district holds high.
Okay. Right, so the expo will take place in June, so we've got a few months between now and then. Can you tell us what we should be looking out for in the lead up to this? You spoke about some speakers who hopefully are lining up. Will we be looking out to see when the big names will be secured, or what else will we be looking out for between now and then?
Yes, so that, as you can imagine, there's lots of discussions being held. Nothing concrete as of yet, but we've got loads of leads for people who do want to get involved. It's just about bringing all those elements together to really make this fantastic. As soon as we have any news, of course, we'll be releasing that on our social media platforms. So do look out for that. I think it's important for everyone to appreciate that we really want to go to town on this. We really want to make this something for the local community to be proud of, something that they can get out of it as well. And I think it all starts with the interaction and people coming forward and helping us, because we can't do it all by ourselves. We are going to need support. And I think it's just to make it an inclusive experience that everyone deserves.
Lee, sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for telling us about that. We look forward to hearing so much more.
Thanks for having us, Amanda. Thank you.
Needless to say, I'll keep you updated, and in case you have any ideas for the expo, or you'd like to help, or you're interested in making a financial donation, I'll put the link to the Sustfest Expo webpage into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on mix926.com. And another rather different group that you might like to be involved in is the Our Planet, Our Future book group, which meets in Harpenden once every couple of months. Don't worry, their first meeting of the year isn't until February, so you've got time to read that first book. And you can find out more about the book club in the podcast that I made with Sushil Rao of Our Planet, Our Future, and again, that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Or perhaps you're just interested in learning a bit more about nature. Well, if that's the case, then check out the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust's Winter Tree Identification Workshop. Now, it's not until Saturday the 3rd of February down in Cassiobury Park, but you're going to need to book in advance. It's a whole day, which is going to cost you £12. You're going to have a morning in the classroom and then the afternoon walking around Cassiobury Park Nature Reserve, putting all that stuff that you've learned into action and identifying lots of trees. Now, if you're interested in that, head to the events page of the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website. Now, it's always good to hear from you. If you've got any ideas, things you'd like me to cover, love to hear them. You can get in touch with me via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Oh, and I've just got time for a quick reminder, if you haven't already done so, to sign up for the Sir Optimist St Albans online talk and Q&A that we heard about from Helen Byrne here on Environment Matters at the end of last year, entitled The Why and the How of Making Your Home More Energy Efficient and Sustainable, with local TED Talk star, author and eco-renovation guru Judith Leary-Joyce. That's on the 22nd of January at 7:30. I'll be back with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.